Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the big things in the news, Joe, we've been talking about it a lot.
Well, we're talking about it more because it seems to be getting worse and worse.
It seems to.
Coronavirus, and we want to know what the chances are of an outbreak here in the U.S. or even Connecticut. Nobody better to talk to than the deputy state epidemiologist, Dr. Lynn Sosa, with the Connecticut Department of Public Health. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good to see
you.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
This, you know, it seems like we talk more about this every day, and it becomes more and more of an issue. From your vantage point, what do you see as the biggest concern for people in our country and or our state?
Sure. So I think we are obviously paying really close attention to what is going on in the rest of the world regarding this new coronavirus. And so the concern is that we have a new coronavirus. So just to be clear, coronavirus is actually a group of viruses that probably all of us have had at one point or another, right?
Exactly.
Usually causes, you know, common cold symptoms. So what we have now, though, is a new coronavirus. So it's a virus that humans have never seen before.
Okay.
And it clearly not just causes regular cold symptoms, but causes more severe illness. And unfortunately, many people have died from this virus. So that's one certainly concerning issue. And now we have this additional issue that this virus very easily can spread from person to person.
Yeah, see, I was going to talk to you about that because, you know, we've had avian flu. We've had a bunch of flus around. We have one going around now that also kills people, particularly older people, really young people. Is this one more communicable than those?
I don't know that we know that yet. So because it's a new coronavirus, you know, we understand how other coronaviruses operate. And so that's kind of what we're working under right now. But whenever we have a new virus, it takes time to learn more about it and figure out how it might be a little bit different than other ones. I think the issue here is that it's new. It's clearly causing more severe illness than most regular coronaviruses. And that's why we're taking it so seriously. And the fact that it's passing from person to person so easily. So you're right. It seems to be very similar to the flu. And unfortunately, we know that the flu causes a lot of severe illness as well. And so that's why it's really important for us to take it seriously. And so that's why the CDC yesterday really was starting to talk about the fact that we need to get ready for us having a very similar situation to what we're seeing in the rest of the world.
How do we do that? How do we get ready, doctor?
Right. So we need to just start paying attention more. So far, we've really focused on trying to look for people who have been exposed, who have been, for example, in China, when they come here, being really monitoring them, if people are sick, getting them tested for this virus. But at some point, we should expect that we will be in a similar situation as these other countries, where we'll have widespread transmission of this virus in our communities. It will probably be in stages. You know, it might start in one place and move to other places. And then at that point, it's really not so much preventing the illness or preventing the virus because it will already be here, but trying to minimize the impact.
Let me try this. Doctor, just a quick question.
Sure.
As you know, a lot of hardware stores online, people are buying these masks, gauze masks. But as I understand it, those don't necessarily filter out the virus.
Right. So those masks are actually really helpful when someone is sick.
Okay.
So we use them in the hospital when someone is sick. Or, for example, you might have seen them when you go to your regular doctor's office during, you know, cold and flu season, and they say, if you have respiratory symptoms, wear this mask.
Okay.
It's really good in holding that in.
There you go.
It's not really good if you're well in preventing you from getting other getting virus particles in. So it might slow it down, but unfortunately, we breathe in virus particles, but if you say you touch something that had a virus on it,
yeah.
we're talking about flu and other viruses, and then touch your eye or touch your nose, you're going to get it in, right?
Yeah.
So that's why the masks aren't really that helpful.
Talking to Dr. Lynn Sosa from the Connecticut Department of Public Health, the Deputy State Epidemiologist, since this first was diagnosed and we first began hearing about the range of the disease, how, from what you understand, doctor, has treatment changed, if at all?
Right. So that's what also makes this challenging. Whenever we have a new, especially a virus, we don't have a vaccine.
No.
We're still learning about what are the best treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly in other parts of the world where they have a lot more cases of the virus, they're trying different medications that we have used, for example, for flu or maybe for other viruses. There's certainly companies that are trying to come up with new medications, but unfortunately, that is not really going to be a part of the strategy. So we really have to focus on what we call non-pharmaceutical interventions. So that would mean talking about, okay, do we need to close schools? Do we need to have people working from home? Do we, you know, try to minimize congregate settings like movie theaters and malls and things like that? Those are the types of strategies that we have to start thinking about and start preparing for, because obviously when you do those things, it disrupts our regular way of life, right? So it's kind of starting to think about, okay, how is that going to work? And how are we going to be able to operate while we're working through a situation where we have the virus spreading in our
community? Two quick questions. Number one, since you're an epidemiologist, define the magic word, the P word, pandemic.
Yeah. So that's a great question. And I think right now CDC and WHO are kind of looking at three things. And so Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who's one of the main spokespeople from CDC about this issue, talked yesterday about kind of two factors that we've already seen. So we have a new virus that is causing severe illness, and we have sustained person-to-person spread. So that's kind of two of the criteria. And then the last main criteria is when we see widespread of the virus in many countries.
Okay.
So kind of the magic thing is, well, how many countries do you need or how many continents do you need? And I'm not sure that we have an exact answer to that.
Okay.
But that's basically, you know, certainly we already have it in many countries. And as it continues to spread through more and more countries, at a certain point, we're going to say, okay, we have a pandemic.
All right. Well, keeping an eye on that. Doctor, thanks for coming on. Dr. Lynn Sosa from the State Department of Public Health and our Deputy State Epidemiologist. Thanks for the update.
Thanks for being on. Very much so. You want to hear something weird? Matt was looking at a thing of Clorox wipes.
Right.
And it talks about all the stuff that it kills. Guess what one is?
What's that?
Coronavirus. Ahead of the curve. And she says this is just a mutant variation of that. It's been around. Go to the CDC, you'll see that. 758 WTIC. Remain calm. All is well. That's all I'm saying. And forget that movie outbreak. Just forget that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.